Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a poster bearing the names of three serving police officers have appeared on a bus shelter in County Derry. A Donegal deputy says the latest excise increase is another example of an out-of-touch government. A letter has been issued to parents whose children receive care from the Children's Disability Network team in Donegal, advising them that their children may lose out on services due to recruitment and vacancy issues. And 11,500 students are to take up courses at the Atlantic Technological University this year. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly, followed by Nuked with Colm Fersher. First in news though, police have launched an investigation into an incident where a poster with details of three serving officers was placed on a County Derry bus shelter. It happened yesterday on the Chapel Road in Dungiven. Michael Coyle of the SDLP is surprised it happened there.
Shocked about it and puzzled by it. I can only surmise that it's on the back of the bigger news about the chief constable, that somebody's taken it into their head to target local police.
Well, it's understood the leader of the DUP is to meet with the under-pressure PSNI chief constable today. Simon Byrne has resisted calls to resign after coming under criticism after a major PSNI data breach. There's also pressure resulting from a High Court ruling that quashed disciplinary action against two officers in 2021. UUP leader Doug Beattie is meeting with the North Police Federation today. He's also among those calling for Mr. Byrne to stand down.
I mean, if you look at the Police Federation statement from last night, I've never seen the likes of it. It was a devastating statement. I've never seen the likes of it since they were formed in 1971. And you now have the Senior Superintendents Association backing them up as well. And now we have the civilian staff within the Police Service of Northern Ireland saying they have no confidence as well.
A Donegal deputy says the latest excise increase is another example of an out-of-touch government. Since midnight, the excise on motor fuel increased, adding around 7 cent to a litre of petrol and 5 cent to diesel. Deputy Pierce Doherty says people simply cannot afford the price hikes amid a cost-of-living crisis. The Sinn Féin finance spokesperson has warned that this is just the start of rising consumer costs.
It doesn't stop there, because this government plans that by the end of October, the price of petrol will have increased by another 17 cent and diesel will have increased by 14 cent. Now that's costing you an extra 10 euro just to fill your tank. And the timing of this is atrocious, because people cannot afford these hikes in the middle of a cost of living crisis. They need to stop. Once again, we see a government that's out of touch, a government that we know that the longer that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael remain in government, then the worse things get for ordinary people as they struggle with the cost of living crisis.
Customers who have plans with the power company Energia, meanwhile, will see their bills fall by up to 20% in October. It's reducing unit prices, which will save the average householder between 300 and 680 euro a year, depending on their plan. The company has about 160,000 electricity customers and around 60,000 gas customers. Darragh Cassidy from bonkers.ie expects other suppliers to follow suit in the coming weeks and months.
So Electric Ireland, Bord Gáis Energy, SSE Electricity and so on are probably going to decrease their prices by around 10 to 20% also over the coming weeks. So there's going to be a lot more options for people. I can't shy away from the fact that gas and electricity prices in Ireland were at very, very, very high levels. We saw huge price increases last year. So the price decreases that we're seeing are coming off very, very high levels.
A letter has been issued to parents whose children receive care from the Children's Disability Network team in Donegal, advising them that their children may lose out on services due to recruitment and vacancy issues. The letter states that those with the most complex needs, however, will be prioritised. Michelle, whose daughter has Down syndrome, says early intervention is key.
We have never, ever seen a speech therapist, which supposedly you're meant to see from around 8 months for to help with eating and no movement of the mouth and all. We've never seen an OT. We did have physio up to about a month ago, and that's all gone. So as a parent, now I have to actually train myself in speech therapy, physiotherapy. They do send webinars, but to parents, like, that's not help. We need one-to-one. I do. Sometimes I feel like crying because I just don't feel that the support's out there for us.
Other children in similar situations are getting them elsewhere, but just simply because you live in Donegal or East Donegal, your child is not getting the help they need.
Early intervention is key for our kids too. If they don't get it early, like, you know, they're not going to walk, they're not going to talk. You know, we can do so much as at a home, but we need the support. We need the one-to-one help and the guidance and all the other support that comes with that. You know, it's just like, and I've only been in this situation for 2 years. I have friends and family out there with autism, cerebral palsy, multiple other issues, and they are lost as well. And it's not fair. It is really not fair, because we really need that early intervention, because we want our kids to be the best that they can be.
Well, in a statement, the HSE says there are ongoing active recruitment processes and initiatives in place to fill vacancies arising in children's disability teams, which they say is receiving priority attention locally and nationally due to the workforce challenges in the sector. Gardaí are appealing to road users to avoid distractions and pay attention. It comes as there have been 116 road crashes in Ireland this year, which have resulted in the death of 126 people. A man in his 40s lost his life in a crash at Carraway Bridgend on Tuesday. Superintendent Tom Murphy from the Garda National Roads Policing Bureau says everyone needs to play their part.
Well, Garda Síochána are out on active patrol 24/7, and I think figures, you know, reflect that. Over 100,000 speeding detections, over 5,000 drink and drug driving detections already this year so far. So those figures are, you know, they're the lifesaver offences.
11,500 students are set to take up courses at Atlantic Technological University this year. The ATU has seen an increase in CAO applications. Sean O'Regan has more.
The Atlantic Technological University has solidified itself as the university of choice in the region, with 81% of CAO applicants set to receive their first choice offers. The ATU also saw an almost 5% increase in round one CAO offers compared to last year. This year, ATU will be offering 11,500 student places across 226 courses, including 12 new courses. More than 6,500 of the students will be offered their first choice courses. Over 35,000 students vying for Level 8 programmes and 32,000 for Level 6 and 7 programmes applied to the ATU this year. ATU Vice President for Academic Affairs and Registrar Dr. Billy Bennett says the response to their academic offering reaffirms the university's commitment to delivering excellence in education and providing a conducive environment for students to thrive.
Gardaí and Donegal are reminding road users to be mindful when travelling, particularly on country roads, as hedge cutting season gets underway today. A visible increase in large machinery is expected along roadsides over the coming weeks. Gardaí are urging motorists to drive with due care and remain alert at all times. Meanwhile, the Agriculture Minister has given assurances that if needed, he will consider an extension to the slurry season. Councillor Donal Mandy Kelly is calling for the extension due to the wet weather preventing farmers from spreading slurry. The season is due to end on October the 1st, but Minister Charlie McConlogue is said to be monitoring the situation. Councillor Kelly is confident that if required, an extension will be granted.
I have been talking to the Minister's office as recently as this morning, and the Minister has made me aware that he is going to monitor this very closely. We are 4 weeks away from the deadline, and I suppose it's all weather dependent now. Should good weather come in, it may be the case that farmers will be able to get their slurry out. But the Minister has assured me, Minister Charlie McConlogue has assured me now that he is going to monitor this very closely. And should it be the case that an extension needs to be had, it's something that he will seriously consider. And I have also asked the Minister as well, Donna Marie, that, you know, counties such as in Zone C, which can't spread slurry until the 1st of February onwards, you know, and this includes Donegal, I've asked that this be re-looked into and be given the same starting dates as counties in Zone B, where spreading is allowed to commence from the 16th of January onwards. So I've also asked the Minister to re-look at this for 2024.
So if it comes down to it, you have confidence that the Minister will do what's in the best interest?
Yeah, without a doubt. If it comes down to an extension needed, Donna Marie, I have faith that the Minister will do everything in his power to try and alleviate the pressure of farmers come the 1st of October.
There's a fresh appeal for the public to make accommodation available for Ukrainian refugees. It's after it emerged that from next week, those arriving into the country are likely to be placed in tented accommodation. More than 10,000 refugees have arrived from Ukraine since May the 1st. Founder of the Love Ukraine Benefit Alliance, Luba Healy, believes there is accommodation available in Ireland.
It doesn't matter where you're from. You have people, good or bad, and I would say they're just different. And I would like to, if I know host, I would like them to be suitable, because if you have a person live all their life in cities and then you throw them into the rural area, it's very hard to adjust.
The number of new electric car registrations has dramatically increased in Donegal. According to the Society of the Irish Motor Industry, 281 electric vehicles have been registered in the county so far this year. That's up 48% compared to last year. The total number of new cars registered in Donegal between January and August is 2,396, up 3% on 2022 figures. Nationally, there's been an almost 60% increase in new electric vehicle registrations. Brian Cook, SIMI Director General, is urging the government to ensure EV incentives remain in place.
We see two notable features of this year's new car market: the return to pre-pandemic sales levels and the ever-increasing share of electric vehicles. Electric vehicles registered during the first 8 months have broken the 20,000 barrier. This should only be viewed as a start, though. We've yet to return to new car sales levels that will reduce the age of the national fleet, and we need to see an even greater level of EV sales, both new and used, if we want to get close to the government's climate action ambitions. As a country, we can't control the international political and economic situation. However, we can control our own local taxation and incentive regime. If we get this right, we can create a platform to give consumers and businesses more options to make better environmental choices. Well, for this to happen, the industry and consumers, they need stability and they also need certainty. So with this in mind, SIMI is calling on the government in the upcoming budget to extend the current electric vehicle incentives and not to make any changes to VRT. For consumers, this would mean a continuation of the SEAI grants and VRT reliefs, while for businesses, an extension of the benefit in kind reliefs for 3 more years. In addition, we do need increased funding to support the national charging infrastructure. By doing these things, we'll see an increase in both the new car market and in EV sales, with the potential to create an active used EV market over the next couple of years. These measures would support government in a number of ways. It would increase revenue from new car sales, protect employment in the sector, and also reduce emissions from the national fleet.
Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Ashin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. Ulster Rugby have confirmed that they will play a match at a GAA ground for the first time when they face Glasgow at Cavan's Breffni Park in a pre-season tie. The news comes after Ulster approached Ulster GAA about playing a match at a GAA stadium, while the rugby club's Kingspan Stadium in Belfast has been redeveloped. It was understood other possible venues included the likes of the Athletic Grounds in Armagh, Hayley Park in Omagh and Derry's Celtic Park. But the game between Ulster and Glasgow will take place now on the 7th of October in Cavan at Breffni Park. Well, it's another busy weekend ahead in the Michael Murphy Sports Donegal Football Championships. Our feature games this weekend from the Senior Championship are Kilcarrig and St Noel's, Glenswilly Dunlow, Fourmaster St Michael's, Gweedore Clonhilly and St Eunan's against Ardra. Plus, we'll have the draw live for you on Sunday after 5:30. Meanwhile, Saturday evening's game between Glenfinn and Sean McCool's has been postponed following the death of Gareth Martin, who will be laid to rest on Saturday. There's also championship action in Derry this weekend. It starts tonight at intermediate level. Four Glen are due to take on a Fochan Vale. In international football, former Republic of Ireland manager Vera Pauw claims that some of her staff turned on her in the final weeks of her reign. The FAI decided not to extend her contract with the national team this week after leading the side to a first ever World Cup last month. In an interview with the national broadcaster, the Dutch woman criticised the association's process when conducting a review into the qualification campaign and performances at the tournament itself.
Pye also said that Katie McCabe should not be held accountable for her departure as Republic of Ireland manager. Well, Fun Harps, who have lost three games on the spin in the SSE or Trusty League First Division, make the long trip to Ferry-Carrick Park this evening to take on a Wexford side who are 9 points ahead of them in the standings and who currently occupy the lowest of the playoff positions. Harps won in Wexford earlier in the season, and former Harps goalkeeper and captain Gavin Cullen believes they have the ability to collect what would be three badly needed points tonight.
They're well capable of the squad of players that they have. Like, the expectations should be high. They're obviously not on the pitch and not getting the results what they should be getting. But look, any time Fun Harps go to a Wexford, go anywhere in the First Division, you do have an expectation of getting results. And as you say, the away form has been a lot better than the home form this season for whatever reason, which is disappointing for, in terms of their home form. But look, there's no reason why they can't go beat Wexford. Wexford are no world beaters by any stretch of imagination, but I think it's still, with current form, it's a tough enough task.
Elsewhere tonight, second place Waterford host fourth place Athlone Town. Cove Ramblers meet Treaty United and Kerry at home to Bray. Galway, the runaway leaders, are in action tomorrow against Longford. In the Premier Division, it's a big night in the title race. Shamrock Rovers hold a 4-point lead at the top and they welcome bitter rivals Bohemians to the Tallaght Stadium this evening. There's another Dublin derby at Tulca Park where Shelburne plays second place in Pats. Dundalk and Derry City are both looking to keep pace with the leaders. They will meet at Oriel Park. Cork City plays Sligo Rovers and Drogheda United welcome UCD to Weavers Park. In the Irish League Premiership, there's also one game tonight with Carrick Rangers up against Dungannon Swifts. Here in Donegal, the Donegal Junior League gets back up and running this weekend. The opening match is tonight in the Sunday Division 1 as Bunnygee United take on Gweedore United. Kick-off this evening at the Dry Arch Park is at 7:30pm. And amongst the other games this coming weekend, there's a big Ladies' Cup final taking place tomorrow Saturday. It's the Inishowen Cup decider at McGinn Park in Buncrana. Clonmany Shamrocks are playing Greencastle Ladies and that one kicks off at 4:30. Cross Channel, Kenilworth Road will host its first Premier League game tonight as Luton play West Ham. Meanwhile, the Hammers were drawn alongside Olympiacos, Freiburg and a Serbian runners-up TSC in the Europa League group stage. Liverpool will play Belgium's Union SG, Toulouse and LASK, while Brighton have been drawn with Ajax, Marseille and AEK Athens. And in the Conference League, Aston Villa will play AZ, Legia Warsaw and Bosnian champions Zrinjski. Manchester United have been busy on transfer deadline day. They've confirmed the loan signing of Tottenham fullback Sergio Regulin. United are also due to complete the loan capture of Fiorentina midfielder Stefan Amrabat. Tottenham are paying Nottingham Forest €55 million for Brennan Johnson. Bournemouth are set to sign Luis Sinisterra on loan from Leeds. And Republic of Ireland midfielder Jeff Henrick is joining Sheffield Wednesday on loan from Newcastle. To golf, Olivia Mahaffey remains best of the Irish following a second round 71 at the Women's Irish Open. The County Down golfer is 4 under par and 5 shots off the clubhouse lead, which is Anne Van Dam. Amateur Katie Lanigan is 3 under following a 69 out in the course at the moment. Leona Maguire is 1 under with 8 to play. And John Murphy is 4 under par following back-to-back rounds of 68 at the European Masters. Out in course, Tom McKibben and Padraig Harrington both sit at 5 under. The lead is at 12 under in the clubhouse there. At the top of the standings is Matt Fitzpatrick. And finally, we go to tennis. Women's top seed Iga Świątek is looking to book her US Open last 16 place this evening. She's in action against Kawa Wuvan. Karolyn Wozniacki is also looking to make it through to round 4 for the first time since 2016. She plays Jennifer Brady. And Coco Gauff is up against Ellis Mertens. Later tonight, the second seed, Novak Djokovic, will also be taken to court. And that is your sport for today here on Highland. We'll be back with more tomorrow afternoon following the 2 o'clock news. There you go, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. Weather now, there will be a few bright or sunny spells and some well scattered showers this evening. Showers will die away early tonight and some clear spells will develop with lowest temperatures of 8 to 12 degrees. The closing headlines, police have launched an investigation into an incident where a poster with details of 3 serving officers was placed on a County Derry bus shelter. It happened yesterday on the Chapel Road in Dungiven. A Donegal deputy says the latest excise increase is another example of an out-of-touch government. Since midnight, the excise on motor fuel increased, adding around 7 cent a litre to petrol and 5 cent to diesel. A letter has been issued to parents whose children receive care from the Children's Disability Network team in Donegal, advising them that their children may lose out on services due to recruitment and vacancy issues. The letter states that those, however, with most complex needs will be prioritised. And 11,500 students are to take up courses at the Atlantic Technological University this year. The ATU has seen an increase in CAO applications. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuacht with Colm Ferriter, and we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Seamer Mahasa, Colm Ferriter, and Charlotte the Prieve Skelty. Ta Skolodach Fogarta, Ekostia, Planala, Changa, Klohanili, Ada Vec Lane, Trio Level. Ik for Samaragaj, Lesh an Olskol, Sontali, Nabliana Shah, the Scholara, Atag Frastel, Kursa Holischa, Ata a Shahadu Frij van the Geliga, Kurter Falcha, River Iratish, Ogalti, Ata Egdolischa, Igomblian, an Olskol, and Fohur Shah, August Bay Agulov, Legenev Mark Hodgden, Iratus, Glackfer Le Hiratish, Ovek Lane, Nahuali Digil Jontus, a wine, and Sprictata, Talucha, na jaloon shahogi na nartu le. Ta skeim chanskadol kolam kella oskul childa iratish kommai. Es ga iratish a yenav erlina agus ta yasbrik da ta on. A nartu le den agus fiht an vi sha da chanskadol a ta le toshir dam niana. Agus a darni kiona fihu da le da mi yarav fohar da na chanskadol a harlahis an vlin shahogi. Tala Oskulcha, the scholarly and Cadlian man scullana at Chula Ober and you, Jehenia, and Cadla the man foher, Eglaher onad oiga gidor, at Halonihe, Erapark Row, Erin Scrabben in gidor. Ta and la a agru, egan club oiga, fui hobberka, na hagriakta moncharus. Augusta ya emacht ella fogarha dun sharton shahogin. Egan on the doige, Jaloon, Big Shot, Base Session, Sabaltuk, Ta Erlina, Ata Araktal, Ignigardi, Shihana, August and Jehenia Shahogin, Be Iha Olish, Ta Hishmohori, August Claru on Homai. August Ta Fela and Ohert, Letcher Kennan, Arasht, Arisht and Tree of Liam, Ta Nela Araktal, Har Trev Shanis Fudge, Amliana, Kendaskoil under Ruddy, Egg Harlu, Erklar and Fela. August the Gaholas Finella Egg Lenra LC Bonkai E. Shin Mahodsha Eligolier Slan August Bannock.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, September the 1st. The death has occurred of Neil Kelly, 58 Rylands Road, Lancaster, England, formerly Shore Lane, Carrickmore, St Johnston, County Donegal. Funeral arrangements later in Lancaster, England. The death has occurred of Margaret Boyd, Carrickfinn. Funeral service will be held on Sunday afternoon at 2:15 in St Andrew's Church, Carrickfinn, followed by interment in Bombay Graveyard. House private from 10 o'clock until 10 o'clock. The death has taken place of William Crilly, The Grove, Carn Owen, Rafoe. His remains will repose at his home from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral leaving from there on Sunday afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock funeral service in Carn Owen Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Liver Transplant Unit, St Vincent's Hospital and Carn Owen Presbyterian Church, care of any family member or Terence McClintock Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Samuel James McFrederick Cole, 31 Windmill View, Mullennan. A family service will take place at his home on Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in Monray Presbyterian Churchyard, house private. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to the Foyle Hospice. The death has occurred of Mervyn Ash, Liz Monaghan, Letterkenny. reposing at his late residence from 7 o'clock this evening and from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Funeral service on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock in Trinity Presbyterian Church, Upper Main Street, Letterkenny, with burial afterwards in the family plot in Gortley Cemetery. Wake private to family, friends and neighbours, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to Letterkenny Stroke Unit, care of any family member or Con McDade funeral directors. The death has taken place of Helen Smith, Gara Bon, Glenealy. Helen's remains will leave Liam Collins' funeral home, Carndonagh, this evening at 7 o'clock, going to the home of her daughter Margaret Duffy, Carn Road, Glenealy. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Mary Thornton, 34 Golf Course Road, Newton Stewart. Her remains are reposing at her late residence, with removal tomorrow morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Dreggish, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow morning. The death has taken place of Gareth Martin, Welch Town, Ballybuffet. Gareth is reposing at his home today until 8 o'clock with rosary at 8 o'clock. Family time from after the rosary and before the funeral tomorrow. Funeral mass will take place tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn, with burial afterwards in Kilwara Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Craig's Media Facebook page. The death has occurred of Phil Diver, Mean Tinna J, Ardra, reposing at his late residence until 11 o'clock tonight. Funeral from there tomorrow, going to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House strictly private from 11 o'clock and before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Noel Bradley, 5 St Mary's Road, Buncrana. Remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 12:15, going to St Mary's Oratory for 12:30 Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in Cock Hill Cemetery. House private from 10 o'clock until 11 o'clock. Funeral mass can be viewed at churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Sean Diver, Cosh Claddy, Bumbeg. His remains are reposing at his home with rosary at 8 o'clock tonight. House private, please, from after the rosary and before the funeral tomorrow. Funeral mass will take place in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, followed by burial in Maharagallan Cemetery. Family flowers only, please, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice. Funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. And the death has occurred in Melbourne, Australia, of James McClenaghan, formerly St Martin's Greencastle. A service to celebrate his life will take place at WD Rose Brighton, 139 Marriage Road, on Friday, September the 8th, commencing at 2 o'clock. A private cremation will take place. You can view the service on view.oneroomstreaming.com. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.